Excited because Richard, the head roaster here at Nude Espresso, is going to pull a shot for me, and he is a very good barista too. So we're stood here in front of the La Mazzocca Linea?
FB80.
FB80?
FB80. Yep.
Sorry. Okay. And we've got a choice of two grinders because we got a geisha in one of them, but we're not going to pull a geisha shot. We're going to put the East, and I haven't had an East in a long time. And I think because of Richard joining Nude, it's also been tweaked a little bit, so I'm really excited to kind of watch you and then taste a shot that you're going to pull, which is going to be an East. So go for it, Richard.
Okay, thank you.
So run us through it. What are you going to do?
So I'm just cleaning out the basket. Yep. You always want to put freshly ground coffee in a hot, dry, and clean basket.
Okay.
Using our little coffee catcher.
Yes.
Invented by a fellow New Zealander.
Okay.
To save a bit of waste.
And we're dosing?
Grinding out 19 grams of coffee.
Okay.
Tamping, about 12 kilograms of pressure.
Yes.
And then just a little polish to smooth out the surface.
Yes.
Always purging our group head first.
Yeah.
So we clean the screens. Put the basket in gently.
Uh-huh.
And turn it on straight away.
Okay. And here we go.
Few seconds before we see the first few drips.
Yep.
With our naked portafilters, you get a few drips from all around the bottom, and then it'll slowly form a nice steady stream in the center.
Yep.
There we go.
After how many seconds, ideally, should it start coming through?
On this machine, it's about four to five seconds
okay.
to get the shot right.
Yeah.
And then before you see the first few drips, and then it's about 26, 27 seconds for the full shot length.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're doing this manually, so you're gauging a bit by your eyesight?
That's right, yeah. The eye, looking at the colour of the coffee when it's blonding, and yeah, just how full the cup is hanging.
Cool. So you're waiting for these brown streaks from the outside to kind of get a little lighter, and then you stop it?
And then we cut it off.
Okay. Yeah. Did you count in your head the seconds, or do you roughly know that
I've got a counter on my machine here.
Great, it's a good machine. Okay, great. So that was exactly how many?
28 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Right, so should we let it cool down a little bit? I'm sure there's going to be a huge Guinness effect happening in there, so we can't see it because we extracted into a little espresso cup. But I will tell you that before, I did have a geisha, and I've never seen any espresso being pulled into a little cognac glass. Because the geisha, we need to treat the geisha with a lot of respect and love. That's kind of another story. That was amazing. So I still have actually that feeling of a lot of brightness and a lot of different flavors that I couldn't pinpoint at all. Amazing experience, not only because I drank it out of a cognac glass, but yeah. I think before I taste this one, I probably need to have a little bit of water. Yeah, just a little bit of water. Hopefully we're not going to run out of time because Richard is just getting me a bit of water. I don't want to mix those flavors. And that geisha was from where, Richard?
From Panama.
Okay.
The farm that originally discovered the geisha varietal, Esmeralda.
Esmeralda, of course. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, but I think I need to taste the East. You know what I was saying? That the mouthfeel there is kind of the It's fuller, it's heavier, if that's the right word, than the geisha. But you said the geisha ran maybe a tiny bit too fast.
Yes, a little bit. I mean, the other thing is that this East has run very short shot. It's only about a 22 gram shot weight. So it's very short for a double, so it means it's thick and syrupy.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And that's the way it's designed.
Yeah.
So it mixes much better with milk this way as well.
Yes. No, it is beautiful. I can't remember, my palate memory bank can't remember what East was before you came here. All I can say is this is a delicious shot, and it was great for Coffee Mambo Jumbo to watch you on the La Mazzocco and pull a beautiful shot. So I'm gonna have another sip because I just can't put that down. Can you briefly tell us maybe the it's a blend of three beans?
Yes, that's right. We've got 60% Brazil, we have 20% El Salvador Bobolon, and 20% Nicaragua, and the three beans merge quite nicely to give you a little bit of acidity, a little bit of fruitiness, but also that sort of dark, rich chocolate flavor that we get from Brazil.
It's absolutely divine. It really is. Okay, well, thanks again, and I feel quite privileged. Coffee Mambo Jumbo is at Nude in the East End of London, in the Roastery, and it's quite a setup here, I must say. You must come down and see for yourself.